Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Bart Kosko back with us, professor of electrical and computer engineering and law at the University of Southern California. He's an award-winning pioneer and author in the machine learning fields of artificial intelligence, neural networks, fuzzy logic as well. He holds degrees in, listen to this, philosophy, economics, mathematics, electrical engineering, and law. Dr. Kosko has organized several conferences on machine learning and serves on the editorial board of several technical journals as well. He holds several patents on machine learning and has published well over 150,000 scientific articles. A couple of his books include Cool Earth, Nanotime, Noise, Heaven in a Chip, which he wrote in the 90s, Fuzzy Thinking as well. Bart, welcome back. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, George. Good to be back with you.
How's everything going? Everything well, I hope?
It's been going great, George. You know, when I started out, they told me that a researcher's life basically ended at age 40, and I'm wrapping up my 62nd year. It's just been one of my best years. I'm finishing a new book. I wrote several new papers, journal articles, got two new patents, introduced a new kind of neuron called the Nova neuron to make deep networks even deeper. And overall, having a good time. So the old 3-pound meat computer is still hitting on most of the cylinders.
Super, super. We've got a lot to talk with you about tonight, Bart, and the technology just keeps changing. I had a story last night that a semi-truck completed an 80-mile route in Arizona with no human aboard, no human intervention during the trip using technology developed by a company called Too Simple. I'm opposed to driverless trucks because I don't want our truck drivers losing jobs, but I can't believe this kind of technology, Bart.
You know, I have to look at that very closely, George. Years ago, I did an experiment on I-15 freeway near San Diego for a driverless car. They have a segment where you can test that. And in fact, they have two cars in what's called a platoon. As long as the traffic's not bad and it's reasonably straight, you can do it. But what brought it to a halt, I think, would still stop it here, is not the job loss issue, George. It's the legal liability. Because accidents happen. They happen at a high rate. Indeed, modern tort law really began with train accidents and then car accidents. And one can only imagine the effect of smart car crashes or truck crashes. So have a look at it carefully, but no doubt there's that capability. And it's getting stronger by the day. There are a lot of techniques for pattern recognition, but the trouble is you need something that's really like a human, 99.999% accurate. The best kind of smart algorithms might get you on toy cases 98%, 99%. I don't think that's good enough to turn loose yet. Maybe someday.
I mean, will a driverless truck sense heavy snow and learn how to slow down and be careful?
That's the tough part. Exactly those few moments where something can go wrong on a curve, or, again, that fuzzy change in the road from light snow to heavier snow, and how you control the torque. Things that we really take, not just for granted, but like when you ride a bicycle, it's almost eerie. You don't quite know how it is you control it. And trying to develop that sort of advanced intuition in the machine, we're a long way from it, maybe. But the risk is so high, especially with something like a truck. I mean, just one half times mass velocity squared kinetic energy. Yeah, there's a lot of mass there, and they go pretty fast. It's a ways off, George, but there are no doubt some tasks where that would work, maybe in the backcountry, but on an L.A. freeway, I don't think so anytime soon.
Oh, that's good. Next hour when we take calls, you truck drivers, try to make a call to us and give us your thoughts on this as well. Well, I want so many things to talk with you about, but you've been looking into artificial intelligence, and there are some things about AI that is just dramatic. They've helped paralyze ALS patients. Tell me about that.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big breakthrough from the company Synchron. This is FDA approved. It's beaten Elon Musk to the
Neuralink.
Neuralink, I think, is trying to do something similar. We don't know. It's not quite as perspicuous as this. But here's a case, George, where somebody's paralyzed, and you have a lot of folks like that because of stroke or just car accidents or whatever it happens to be. And the net result is this gentleman, a 62-year-old man named Philip O'Keefe, just sent a tweet. And it's, I think, very much in the history of AI going to be up there with Samuel Morse's first telegraph tweet of "What hath God wrought?" That was 1844.
Yeah.
"Mary had a little lamb" with Thomas Edison on the first phonograph in 1877. I actually have the tweet, and I saw it online. The opening, the tweet is this: "No need for keystrokes or voices. I created this tweet just by thinking it." And so rather than drilling a hole in someone's head, as has been the case for neural prostheses or EEG kind of maps on the head, it's a small incision apparently in the jugular vein just above the right shoulder where there's a telemetry unit put. And they put up there a catheter, which is fairly common for stroke treatment and things like that, and a two-hour procedure all the way to the top of your brain, George, to the motor cortex.
Amazing.
And then they have you do exercises with whatever muscle coordination is left, clenching things. Can you clench a fist? Can you extend your knee, which is in effect to clench your thigh, your quadricep, move your foot? And that's involving neural impulses, electrical impulses, again, at the very tippy top of the motor cortex. Then comes the AI. The AI comes in to start to recognize that. In the simplest case, a binary distinction is that, for example, a cursor movement, you want it to go to the left or to the right, and then they have an eye tracker set up with a screen. When all this is done, maybe after 2 or 3 months of training, in a fairly non-obtrusive way, the subjects are able to tweet with some effort and shop online all in a Windows 10 environment.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day.
Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Is there anything that could go wrong, not technically, but biologically, that could backfire and hurt the person?
You know, I think there's always a concern with an implant when you put a device in, just some kind of sepsis or some other damage, vascular damage. What I read of the study, as best I could follow it, it's a lengthy thing, recently came out. There was an awful lot of testing this, first on animals and then on humans. But you always have that problem, George, that you could have something go wrong. This is very much like someone has had a heart attack where you remove the clot, or again, if there's been brain damage, you thread something up to the neck, and I believe they leave that in there, and then through remote telegraphy, they get movement and enhance that, so it does give impulses out that correspond to what you want it to do. And after all, I mean, more and more of us spend our life looking at a screen and navigating it, so it's whatever the health hazards are, and I'm sure they've looked at that carefully, and they'll be addressing that in the future. It's a big degree of freedom for those in this capacity.
Now, Elon Musk's Neuralink, Bart, is rapidly coming along as well, and it is my understanding that what they want to do is put chips in your brain. What do they connect them to?
That's always a tough question. Here you have a neural prosthesis, and my guess, that's what they're doing at Neuralink. I think we're going to find out. Elon Musk has said we're going to hear more about that in the year 2022. And it's large teams of very smart people working on this. But what we really want to see, and will come inevitably, are chips for backup, at least for part of your brain. Again, if you get a bump on the head, you'd like to be able to have a system restore point and go back to that, and then to enhance it. The trouble with that, George, is to get the silicon, in effect, to talk to the meat, to talk to the neural fiber. And the neural fibers talk in on-off pulses, electrical pulses. We have not cracked that spike language. So, for example, this device we're talking about and others like it is sort of a high-level macro way of training the brain without really knowing what's going on. But we'd like at some point, and we will be able to, I'm quite confident, to speak the spike language, to at least to back up your spike language. Then it would be a perfectly fluid relationship of the chip-brain interface. Right now it's the big bottleneck and has been for 20 years.
It is a truly remarkable technology, though. Things that you saw back in the 90s when you wrote Heaven in a Chip.
We saw it coming. We saw Moore's Law. Even by then, Moore's Law had been doubling the number of transistors on-off switches on chips for really 30 years. That slowed a little bit. It's still going on, George. It's likely to continue in some way. So we can estimate how many switches there are in the brain. Like, if you took the best modern deep neural networks, several layers, boosted with Minova neuron or whatever else you put in there, you would the brain still would be the equivalent somewhere between 100,000 to a million of those, at least those, and coordinated in ways we don't yet know. We're still trying to figure out that spike language. But in terms of the rough back-of-the-napkin computations, like you would do, for example, in a Drake equation in a different context, we've had that since the 90s. And it's just been this effort of faster computers. So the computers are going so fast in these kinds of training, they're running circles around the actual neural impulses and have a chance to go back and tune parameters. They're running algorithms that take a long time to train. But again, the tissue goes much more slowly than the electrical devices of today. And that's what's changed. It's going to continue to change, at least for a couple decades.
Is there anything that people should be aware about, Bart, in terms of legality with all this kind of technology?
I'm very concerned about this, and I want to argue for this if we have time, for what I call a chip brain privilege, because this is highly intrusive stuff in the brain. In the skull, George, has always been a complete legal barrier to discovery in a civil case or in a criminal case. But you could imagine if we had someone with one of these devices committing crimes online.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Or just ripping people off here, or doing torts and otherwise causing harm, how probative, how helpful it would be to have some of that information that we could download that would be available. If we don't draw a line here like we have with the attorney-client privilege or the priest-penitent privilege, where we kick out very good probative information, then the first few cases that start will get access to this information, could well set a precedent, and we'll give up privacy here, deep in-skull privacy that we may never be able to retrieve. That is a big concern, and it's right here now.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.